Sunday, April 20th. Dear Nikki, I am so excited. Daddy will be returning home from his business trip tomorrow evening. So, I plan to beg my parents to let me transfer to Northampton Hills International Academy. I arranged for Nelson to take me to the mall today to buy my new school uniform. My problem was that I only had $293 left over from my $500 monthly clothing allowance. And I also needed to buy a handbag, jewelry, and hair accessories to match. So when Mom gave me $100 to babysit my bratty little sister Amanda while she went to the country club to brunch with friends, I decided not to have my usual hissy fit. We arrived at the mall and took the escalator down to the huge upscale department store that sold school uniforms.
I love, love, love shopping, Amanda squealed. I'm going to buy a new purse to match my Princess Sugarplum earrings.
No, you don't understand, Amanda. You're not shopping. I'm shopping, I corrected her.
But I want to shop too, she said, stomping her foot angrily. If you buy me a purse, I'll be good. But if you don't, you'll be sorry.
Excuse me? What are you going to do? Wet your pants? I said sarcastically. That's when Amanda suddenly started breathing really hard, hiccuping, and twitching. Did I mention that my little sister is the queen of kitty tantrums? As her shrill voice reverberated through the mall, everyone stopped what they were doing to stare at us. Amanda, I hissed, shut up before they call security and kick us out of the mall. But that only made her scream louder.
I want a purse!
Lucky for me, I knew exactly how to deal with her little temper tantrum. I grabbed her hand and rushed past the food court, Toy City, and Puppy Palace to Candy Kingdom Playland. As soon as Amanda saw it, she started smiling like a little angel.
I love Candy Kingdom, she squealed. It's the most fun ever!
Thank goodness for short attention spans. You can play here while I shop, Amanda. If you need me, I'll be right next door trying on clothes in those fitting rooms with the pink curtains, I said, pointing about 25 yards away. And don't you dare leave Playland. I'm going to be keeping an eye on you from my dressing room.
Okay, bye,
Amanda said, and ran off to join a group of kids on the slide. Before you judge me for leaving Amanda at Playland, put yourself in my shoes. Heels. How could I concentrate on finding the uniform and cute accessories with her screaming her bratty little head off like that? I could not risk a fashion misstep, especially when I have a new school to impress. Anyway, once inside the store, I discovered a ton of new summer arrivals. I couldn't resist trying on just a few of them. Before I knew it, my dressing room was overflowing with clothes. It was hard to stop because I looked so fab in everything. Miss, I think you tried on everything we have in the juniors, designer teens, prom gown, swimsuit, and shoe departments, the exhausted sales assistant muttered. Will you be purchasing any of these items today?
No, thanks. That was just a try-on-a-thon, I replied. All I need is the Northampton Hill school uniform. You can put all this stuff back.
I don't know what the lady's problem was, but she started doing the same angry twitch thing that Amanda does.
Of course, miss, she said through gritted teeth. I'll go get my moving truck and be right back.
Note to self, get her fired and sue the store. Suddenly, a disembodied head popped into my dressing room. OMG, it almost scared the Mountains Peak spring water out of me. It was Amanda,
rudely dropping in to share her unwanted fashion advice.
That's ugly.
Help! It's a big hairy rat, I screamed and jumped onto a chair.
Oh, it's just you, Amanda. Sorry. Well, I'm sorry you look like a pig in lip gloss wearing a school uniform, she snickered.
Why don't you go back to Candy Kingdom and accidentally fall off the slide? I said, throwing a sock at her.
I came to get a tissue for my snotty nose, Amanda sniffed. I need to get one from your purse, okay?
Go right ahead. Just please stop bugging me, I replied. All this stress is giving me premature wrinkles. I checked my face in the mirror and gushed. False alarm. I'm still gorgeous. Amanda grabbed my purse and turned it upside down, dumping all my stuff onto the floor. Seriously, what are you doing? I yelled.
I'm trying to find a tissue and all of this junk in your purse.
I ignored the brat and went back to admiring my new uniform in the mirror. There was no doubt about it. I was killing it.
Thanks, Mackenzie, Amanda beamed as she gave me a big hug. You're the best big sister ever. I love you. Have fun. Bye.
Now, that was a little odd. Amanda seemed really thankful to get that tissue. I found a leather and plaid purse that matched my skirt perfectly. I also snagged the cutest jewelry and hair accessories. The best part was that everything was on sale. Yay, me! The sales lady at the register was super friendly. My niece and nephew both go to Northampton Hills. You're going to love it there, she said after I explained that I was transferring. She wrapped all my items in tissue, placed them in a huge shopping bag, and then handed it to me. Okay, miss, your total today is $357. Will that be cash or charge? Cash, please, I said, as I dug through my purse to retrieve my wallet. But for some reason, I couldn't find it. I giggled nervously at the sales lady and placed my purse on the counter. Then I very carefully looked through it again. Still no wallet. In a panic, I turned it upside down and dumped it. Everything was there but my wallet. OMG, I finally cried. I can't find my wallet. The sales lady gave me a dirty look and snatched the shopping bag from me like I was going to sneak out with it or something. I'll just hold on to this until you find your, lost wallet or whatever, she sniffed. Excuse me? Seriously? My dad could buy me a uniform factory if I wanted one, I snapped at her. The cashier glared at me. Well, I don't know how your dad can buy you a factory if he can't afford to pay $357 for the items you were trying to take out of the store. I have a good mind to call security. Note to self, get this lady fired along with that other lady, then sue the store. Maybe it fell out in my dressing room? I muttered as I started tossing stuff back into my purse. When I grabbed a cold, soggy, used tissue, I cringed. Gross! How did that get in my... Oh, no, she didn't. I screamed as I rushed out of the store. Amanda! Amanda was sitting inside the castle tower with a smug grin on her face. Amanda, I yelled, get your butt down here now! As she slowly climbed down, I noticed that she was carrying a large, blinged-out duffel bag.
Give me back my wallet, I screeched.
She zipped open a pocket on her new bag, took out my wallet, and threw it at me. If you weren't my sister, I'd have you arrested. And where did you get the money for that thing? You better tell me that you broke into your piggy bank.
Again!
Amanda folded her arms and glared at me. I opened my wallet and stared at it in shock. All that was left was $3.
OMG, Amanda? I can't believe you stole my wallet and spent all of my money.
You bratty little thief. I borrowed it.
I'll just pay you back on my next birthday when people give me lots of money, she shrugged. Or I could always get some cash by selling my Barbie doll collection on eBay.
Again.
Your birthday is 10 months from now, I yelled. I need to pay for my uniform today.
But Mackenzie, just look at my fabulous purse, she said, pointing to it. What do you think? Do you love it or do you love it?
Even though I admire your sophisticated taste in fake Italian handbags, which you obviously inherited from me, you're in so much trouble right now, I snarled. Here's my wallet. You're going to return your bag, get a refund, and put my money back inside it. Or I'll tell Daddy what you did, and he'll ground you until your 10th birthday. Do you understand me?
Yep.
I frowned at her. What? Was that a yes?
No, I mean, yes,
Amanda stammered.
Yep, yep.
I narrowed my eyes at her.
Actually, sometimes I make strange sounds when I'm nervous, she explained. Yep means yes, so yep, I understand. Yep, yep, yep.
I heard it again, only this time I knew it wasn't her. It actually seemed to be coming from her new purse.
Yep, yep, yep.
Amanda barked as her bag started to move. Suddenly the flap opened, and a white furball crawled out and wagged his tail.
Now what do you have to say about this? Oops. Yep, yep.
Amanda is so busted.
OMG, a real puppy? I exclaimed. Amanda, why is there a puppy in your bag? Because all the girls at school are getting a puppy in a purse. So I wanted one too.
But Amanda, we already have a dog. You can just put Fifi in a purse. Of course, I made Amanda take that puppy and pet carrier back to Puppy Palace to get a full refund. And boy, was she mad. We were passing the toy store when Amanda went into another full-blown temper tantrum. I just grabbed her arm and tried to drag her toward the department store so I could pay for my uniform and get the heck out of there. And yes, it was so embarrassing. But I just totally ignored her. Until she started screaming hysterically.
Stranger danger! Someone please help me! I'm being kidnapped!
That's when everyone in the mall turned around and started glaring at me all suspicious-like. I plastered a fake smile on my face and gave Amanda a little hug. Just calm down, hun, then I whispered into her ear.
You spoiled little brat. You better shut up or else. But I want my puppy in a purse. No!
Sorry, it's not happening. I don't have enough to pay for my uniform and a puppy. That's when Amanda fell on the floor and started writhing around like a snake.
Get away from me, you kidnapper! Help, help, I'm being kidnapped! Someone call the cops!
If I got arrested, it could totally ruin my chances of getting into Northampton Hills. Lucky for me, I noticed a clearance toy sale. I quickly offered Amanda a nice bribe if she'd stop screaming long enough for me to pay for my uniform and stuff. She accepted.
You're the best sister ever.
In spite of all the drama with Amanda, I'm finally all set for my first day of school at Northampton Hills International Academy. I just love my new uniform.
and I'm going to look absolutely fabulous. Yay me! Toodles, Mackenzie. My Miss Know-It-All meanest letters of the day. Today, I have two letters.
Dear Miss Know-It-All, there is a guy at school who I like. He is an athlete, very cute, cool, and popular. When we are alone, he is super nice. But when he is with his friends, he acts like I don't exist. Is he really into me? Thanks, Invisible Girl.
Dear Invisible Girl, if this guy is a CCP, he is obviously out of your league. He may ignore you when he is with his friends because he is ashamed of you. Guys like him want a smart, beautiful, and rich trophy girlfriend. I'm sure he is just using you because you are smart and helping him with his homework. Or he's always really hungry and you let him eat the best stuff off your lunch tray every day. My advice to you is to send me his photo and name because he sounds like my type. And we could have a lot in common. Yay me. Miss Know-It-All. I'm very sure this next letter is from my backstabbing ex-BFF, Jessica.
Dear Miss Know-It-All, I have a major BFF problem. Okay, so if I choose popularity over my BFF and toss her out of my life like a piece of moldy 2-week-old pepperoni pizza, does that really make me a bad person? I still secretly adore her. I just don't want to be seen with her in public anymore. She used to be the queen of the CCPs, and when she chose me over all the other girls in school to be her BFF, my coolness factor instantly increased from 6 to 100. I gained lots of cool friends, invites to all the hottest parties, and access to her penthouse-sized shoe closet. I felt like I'd won the BFF lottery. Then suddenly things changed. Popularity is as fickle as shoe trends. One day, it's all about open-toed booties, and a week later, they're out of style, and everyone is rocking diamond-encrusted ballet flats. Well, the same thing happened with my bestie. She made one little slip-up, and suddenly, she's less popular than a pair of ugly, scuffed-up plastic rain boots at a designer shoe sale. She has lost the special quality that made me want to become her BFF in the first place. Now, the CCPs are looking for the next it girl, and this is finally my chance to be the girl everyone envies and wants to be. But hanging out with my BFF could make me as unpopular as she is. I'm even having second thoughts about inviting her to my upcoming birthday bash at the country club. So, should I dump my BFF and pursue my dream of becoming the next CCP Queen Bee and just live with the guilt? Or should I be the loyal friend who sticks by my BFF, even though she's a complete embarrassment, and give up the opportunity to finally have any real happiness in my life? CCP Princess. Dear CCP Princess, excuse me? You really should be thankful your amazing BFF allowed you to stuff your stinky, Sasquatch-sized feet into her designer stilettos. Seriously, she didn't have to be nice and show pity to an unpopular wannabe like you. You're lucky she didn't put you on blast when you showed up at Justin's party in that hideous, fluorescent orange dress your, obviously senile, grandma made for you. And was that crusty lime green booger in your nose supposed to be your statement accessory? Or didn't you see that massive beach ball-sized thing dangling in the wind when you looked in the mirror? Instead, your very loyal BFF rushed home and returned with a super cute designer dress for you to wear at the party and a tissue for that humongous booger.
You should be happy your BFF didn't dump you as her BFF when she caught you pretending to be her online just to chat with cute guys. I get it. You want to be her so badly because you can't get a hungry, ugly dude to look at you even with a free bologna sandwich tied around your neck. Your BFF also could have told everyone your deepest, darkest secrets. Like the fact that you wet the bed until you were 11 years old. Instead, she upgraded you from a frumpy nobody to a CCP socialite. And this is how you repay her generosity? By stabbing her in the back so you can become the new CCP queen? Sorry, but you'll never, ever steal her crown as the smartest, prettiest, and fiercest diva of them all. So do yourself a big favor and don't waste your time trying. And don't let me catch you talking mess behind your BFF's back again. Miss Know-It-All.